First of all, I would say this in case you've forgotten. Work was not man's idea. God created work. Your deepest worship and your loudest praise is not in a song. It comes from your productivity. It is your productivity that glorifies God. That means be productive. Do you know what it means to be fruitful? It is the ability to combine resources in the environment and bring something out of them. That is fruitfulness. That is entrepreneurship. All right. Praise God. Wow. Oh my goodness. I can feel the energy already. To be honest, I just want to, you know, sit somewhere at the back and just soak it all in, you know. Praise God. It's always a delight to be here. Wow, almost 2 decades. Just like yesterday. you know, this is one work that I have had the privilege to witness as a bystander from the embryonic stage, you know, and there's nothing that gives me fulfillment or pleasure in this world like, you know, something that was a concept becoming a precept. You know, and that's just not a cliche. I told, you know, Pastor Karis, I said, and I don't say this to flatter him. I say this as a challenge, and I say it as a prophetic word, that thus far the Lord has brought you, where you are today compared with where you are going, like, still baby steps. Still baby steps. You know, global in the name of the church is not an accident. It's a reality in the mind of God. And today, that which rests upon this house begins to permeate every space and every place where you operate. So that not only is the church global, but every enterprise, every work, every assignment represented here begins to find its global expression in the name of the Lord Jesus. You see, these elements here tonight, if you are not ready for global, I need to explain before I get into my session tonight, that in the timings and the agenda of God, God wants to take the nations. Yes. He wants to take the nations. This earth must be filled with His glory as the waters cover the sea. Is God glorified? Have you thought about it? Is it in the singing and in our worship, if we really understand what that is? God is glorified through you and I. You know what glory is? Is wow. until you do something that wows the world, you really haven't glorified the King. So tonight, there's a wow factor. Hallelujah. Father, I bless your name. I give you praise and thanks. You sent me here for a reason. I didn't bring myself here. You sent me here, oh God, because there is a demand. There is a pull. There is a desire. I pray, Lord, that today, oh God, you would reorder someone's life. Today you will recalibrate someone's enterprise. There are things that need to be activated. Lord, activate them tonight. Through the speakings of words and the operations of your spirit, accomplish that which only you can do. I pray, Lord, that at the end of it all, there will be much fruit in the lives of these your people. Let all the glory be yours and yours alone. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Hallelujah. All right. Let me just get a lay of the land. Is that okay? I want to get a lay of the land. So I'm going to start with a survey. Are they good? Yeah, so quick survey. That's where we'll start from. That guy is my 2IC. You know what they call 2IC? You know, second in command, right? Tonight. Praise God. Wow. Okay, so let me get a lay of the land. How many business owners are here? Could you just raise your hand, please? You're a business owner. Okay. Raise it real good so I can see. I'm conducting a poll. Business owners. Okay. How many entrepreneurs are here? Raise your hand. Somebody is wondering. This man is confused, though. Which one be the... You know... Which one be business owner? Which one be entrepreneur? How many entrepreneurs are here? Okay, don't worry. I would address the confusion real soon. Okay. How many employees are here? You work somewhere. Employees, raise your hand real good. Don't be ashamed. Okay. How many students? Students, either professional student or student. All right, okay. Some people, you've raised your hand all four. It's all right. It's okay. It's allowed. How many homekeepers are here? We always leave them out. Okay. How many are not sure what category they fall into? Okay. How many all of the above? When I was in school, and you know, we had MCQs or what you call OBJ. That was the, you know, those who are led by the Spirit. You can't be wrong with all of the above. Especially when they all look like the above. So you just take that one. Praise God. Okay, tonight, I don't have a methodical flow per se, right, for what I'm about to do. It's more like I'm taking random shots tonight because I want to hit as many things as possible in the few minutes I have with you. I want to hit many things. Praise God. So I'm aiming at a lot of things. I don't have a fixed target. But a lot of things. Praise God. Is that allowed? All right. Next, 2IC. Okay, so let's have our code. All right? When I come here and I do like this, power to the people. Next slide, that's what I mean. So that I don't have to keep saying next slide. Man is, testing. No, please go back. If you wonder the subject, what I'm about to talk about. No, one more. Forward now. Next one. Yeah. Making work work. Making work work. That's my subtitle. Making work work. Because truth be told, work is not working for a whole lot of people. They are working, but work is not working for them. After tonight, work will work for you. Even if you didn't see an amen. Because something will hit you. Amen or not. You see, the amen has been said in heaven. Yours is just the echo of it. Didn't he say the words that I speak, they are yea, they are what? So it's amen. Praise God. So let's... Okay? You have to be in the spirit, though. Why? Why? Ask your neighbor why. Ask the other neighbor why. No, say it with some level of curiosity. Why? I hardly speak these days without addressing the concept of why. Because I find that we engage in a lot of things and the why is lost on us. Why is so critical, so fundamental? Because two things happen when you answer why. Number one, your true motive is exposed. Number two, the meaning behind what you are doing comes to light when you know why. The why of a thing is the driving influence behind it. It is the fuel, it is the purpose. It's the fundamental reason behind anything. Why? It is the oasis of passion. Oh, that's my alarm. It's the oasis of passion. It is the bedrock of tenacity. It is the backbone of resilience. Why? It is the fuel of doggedness. So if there's no passion, if you're not, you don't have this tenacious stance regarding what you're doing, it's because you don't know why. Your staying power in anything is dependent on the why behind it. I don't want to go into politics, but I'll say this. Because there is a generation that must know the why of this nation. The reason why the past has been like this is because we didn't really have a why. In 1914, for the administrative convenience of our colonial forebears, that was the why. But the why expired. And we did not redefine why. We must find the why for this nation. That's for somebody. depth of your why. And I say that deliberately. The depth of your why determines the distance you can travel. And when I say depth, because there are 7 degrees of why. I can't teach that today. That's a teaching on its own. Because if I asked you, for instance, why do you want to be rich? You would say, because I want to be able to pay bills. Second degree, why do you want to be able to pay bills? Because I don't want to owe anybody. Why don't you want to owe anybody? By the time we do this 7 times, we would distill such a fundamental why that will connect with your inner man. It will be something that connects with your core person. So the depth of your why. You must have a why. Tell somebody for me, you must have a why. You see? I'm just asking today, for those who are doing anything, what is your why? So what? You have a complimentary card that says CEO. Why? How many people are looking for a job here? Better raise your hand. Maybe I want to pray. Raise your hand. Don't be ashamed. You may even have a job, but you're looking for a job. I hope your boss is not here anyway. So you just raise it under the seat. If you are looking for a job, why? Why? Have you paused to ask yourself why? You see, your why, the reason, should determine your what, which is your business model, and your how, which is your strategy. Many people are saying business model canvas. That canvas is in tatters if you don't address the why first. Makes no sense. Pitch deck. Why? Now let's do some elementary stuff. Is that okay? I know you are taught real good in this place, but just for a refresher, is that okay? What's the why of work? Because if you're not willing to work, there's no market square. The market square is a place of what? Work. Work. First of all, I would say this in case you've forgotten. Work was not man's idea. God created work. Work is not a curse of the law. Labor is. Know the difference? Labor is any work that is disconnected from purpose. I don't care how well paying it is. So there are people who work in the oil companies and work in the telcos and even in the banks. I had lots of them as colleagues working there. But it was laborious. It was a toil. Why? Because it was disconnected from what? There was no why. Now let me explain. How many human beings are here? You're human? Better make sure your neighbor is raising their hand now. Because if they're not, maybe we have some people from somewhere in the midst of us. And maybe we need to begin to cast. Praise God. If you're here, you're human. Let's go back to the beginning. Let's understand the script of all existence. You see, God the Almighty. This is my favorite. He is the primogenitor of existence. He created man with an intention. Right? He then commissioned man into that intention. He now catalyzed man for that intention. And finally, he assigned man to that intention. Take note, I'm using very deliberate words and I will explain them. First, he created man, every human being, with what? An intention. Somebody say an intention. Then he did what? He commissioned man into that intention. Next, he catalyzed him for that intention. And finally, he what? Assigned him to that intention. Genesis chapter 1, just in case you're wondering what I'm talking about, in verse 26. Genesis 1, 26. I read from 26. The Bible says, then God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. Let them have dominion. Okay, I'm going to skip some things because of time. So that's the intention. Let them have what? Dominion. What's dominion? Rulership. Control over. Praise God. Bible says in verse 27, I have to skip. So God did what? Created man. Right? Let me stick with my New King James. I love the Pidgin English version of the Bible. Have you read it? Oh boy. Oh boy. You know I'm a worry boy. You guys didn't know? I'm a worry boy. Hey, you people, you're laughing. Pidgin English, you see? Oh, may the God of all flesh. Oh my God, deliver you from colonial repression. Because you people are laughing at Pidgin English. Pidgin English is not a downgrade on English. It is an upgrade on King James. Because there are some nuances and some expressions in Pidgin that the original English cannot deliver. How do you explain who the Brits? Somebody tells you something. You enter into the advanced format of what they brought. And you say, Shwe? You guys don't know what it is. Let's go back to Genesis. You see, we just look down on ourselves. Who told you it's a downgrade? Pidgin is an enhancement of English. Oh my God. By the time I'm done with you today, you will value yourself. Bible says, so God created man. Okay, I was going to say this in the Pidgin. Anyway, let's begin. In the image of God, he created him. Male or female, he created them. Okay? So that's the intention. To dominate. To control. Then God blessed them. What is he doing here? Catalyzing them. Many of us don't know what it is to be blessed. Blessing is a catalyst for performance. It's not a sticker you put on your bumper. It's not a statement you make for some fancy show or something. I am blessed means I'm catalyzed to excel and succeed. I am wired, configured for success. Praise God. And he says, fill the earth, subdue it, have dominion. Bible says then, let's go to chapter 2 and verse 15. Chapter 2 and 15. Bible says, and the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend. To tend. So this is the assigning to that intention. He had commissioned man. He catalyzed man. The Bible says he blessed them. Then he assigned them to what? To tend. That word, tend there, is the Hebrew word abad, which means to work. You were put here on earth. Man was put here on earth to do what? To work. To work. To tend and keep it. The keep there, I'll talk about that later, is Shema, which is to protect or to attend to it. Praise God. I'll end with that probably if I get there tonight. If not, whenever Pastor Karis can find me, if he can find me. Because the wind bloweth where it listeth. But isn't it interesting that God did not put man on the earth and say, start singing. Start clapping. He put man on the earth and he said, work. Work. Praise God. God's priority for man was work. I'll say some things here tonight. You'll forgive me. I hope you won't stone me with something. Praise God. See, work was always God's idea, not man's idea. The Bible says in Ephesians 2 and verse 10, for someone looking for a New Testament reference, Ephesians 2 and 10. It says, for we are what? So God himself worked, and we are the product of that work. We are his what? Workmanship. Now, we are regenerated in Christ Jesus. You know what that created in Christ Jesus is? Is that you are restored to the original format. You're not born again just to fill the church. You are reformatted or restored to the original design. Created in Christ Jesus. What for? Good works. You know why the works are good? Oh, I wish I could teach this. Can I teach it? What's your concept of good? Nice? No. Goodness is conformity with the intention of God. That's why God said, let there be light. There was something in his mind. There was an intention. And when light was, God saw that what was in conformity with what was in his mind. And he says, good. So good works are works that conform with the intention of God. If you are working a work, I don't care how good you are at it, that is not aligned with God's intention for your life, it's not a good work. It is disconnected. Praise God. Can I be brutal with my honesty? Praise God. Am I really permitted? Should I be nice? Should I leave you in your theological comfort? I should shake the table very well. I should break it. Pastor Karis, it's not me. I want to do like Saul. It's the people. Praise God. Let me tell you what. Your most effective platform for preaching the kingdom of God is not a tract. It's not going on 2x2 evangelism. Your most effective platform for propagating the gospel is your work. Yes. Is your work. We were talking about the kingdom in the office. Matthew 24:14 says, this gospel of the kingdom shall be what? Preached. Where? You don't understand that word preached. Preached doesn't mean standing behind the pulpit. We didn't get the memo. The original word that is translated in English, preached, what it says in the Greek, means to announce, to declare, and to demonstrate. So your preaching is not complete until you demonstrate. Your preaching must be seeable. Not just hearable. That's why the kingdom is not a kingdom of talk, but what? Demonstration of what? Power. Power is not something you discuss. Power is displayed. Are you following me this evening? Paul said, my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of man's human wisdom, but in demonstration of what? Spirit and what? Power. Power. In other words, I'm not just speaking grammar. You are seeing stuff. I mean, I wasn't just speaking grammar, you were seeing stuff. Can I shake this table a bit? Because my next statement may conflict with your theology. But I have no apologies. Because I am an agent of truth. You shall know the what? Truth. Praise God. Somebody will be liberated tonight. Your deepest worship and your loudest praise is not in a song. It comes from your productivity. It is your productivity that glorifies God. Okay, so the first thing God said to man, sing something. Make her hear. God said to man, give me. Oh God, help me. Before I go and call one key that is not in existence. But I call those things that be not. Press Q sharp. You don't know it. You say there's nothing like that. Yeah. You make me speak in tongues. Legboskataya. Rekakaka. You say there's nothing like that. Where? Here, on this scale. What about the one here? You have not seen the one in the spirit. Hey, this man. I will lay hands on you after. You will see into the spirit. There is Q sharp in the spirit. So God said, press F sharp, right? There's that one, huh? That's F sharp. Or C++. That one is programming language, isn't it? Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, you guys need to understand. Yeah. Oh my God. You need to understand. You need to understand. See, you guys. You know what I'm talking about here? Let me give you. See. The world that we that you see, darkness is not impressed with sound or singing. The only remedy for darkness is light. In the banking industry, you know, I had. You know, when I see people, we didn't get the memo. You know the memo? Show me your memo. Where's your Bible? That's the memo. When the Bible talked about prophets, you know, with all these people who come here and say, there's somebody here. They call your phone number. Okay. Remember, we get scared everywhere. There's one lady there, yellow, yellow, yellow. I see yellow. That's not prophecy. Prophecy. When I tell you, this is where the market will be 5 years from today, mark this date. I had one, you know, when I was still fairly, somewhere in the middle in my banking career, somewhere in the middle, you know, there was this executive director. We had this meeting. And we were trying to, because we always did what we called scenario planning. Many of us don't do it. I just do it with scenario planning or forecasting. And then, so we're looking at the lay of the land and we're trying to forecast, which is what? This thing you can, I have not seen. Ear hath not heard. You can't plot the graph. I mean, men can try. So the guy said, where do we see the industry in a few years? Everybody was saying this, that. I stood up in that meeting. I remember. One very nice, cozy, you know. Anyway, let me leave that. One nice hotel. You see, there are some places you will go to. The environment. Oh, my God. May God deliver you from some environments. Because there are some environments that speak to you. Hey. You see that training they sent us for that I told you about? Where they were preparing us for? Do you know where they sent me to? They sent me to Singapore. Wait now. You see, the environment, you can't think anyhow. As soon as you enter the environment, your thoughts will arrange. Your mind will set. You see, there are some decisions you want to take. You cannot, sorry, with due respect, no offense intended, but I love to throw stones to challenge you. You cannot go to Tuduwada and take that decision. Go to Abuja. Travel to Abuja. I'm not kidding. Go to Katampe Extension. They won't charge you for it. Just stand there and take the decision from there. It will be different. I kid you not. I'm not playing. You know. When I moved to Abuja, people were saying, go to Garki. I said, I cannot. What's the difference between Garki and... let me not call another place. Somebody is already looking at me. Okay, don't be angry. The Lord will take you out of Tuduwada. In the name of Jesus. I said I will settle for nothing less. I must live in Metama. You see, hey, in the morning, say, I'll go jogging. Hey, I'll just be jogging. When you see some houses, the pillar of the gates is another building. Inspiration. Your ideas cannot be 10K ideas. When you see the building, the ideas that will hit you will be multi-billion naira ideas. I sat with the governor. He said, when I mentioned figures to the man, governor, his commissioner of finance, said, this deal is beyond our scope. The governor said, my people are afraid of money. He said to me, speak on. So, what took me there? So, they took us to Singapore. Hey. You know, I don't know, some people have a problem with this. And they're preaching it on the internet. I'm not calling names. They say, see, hotel deal, hotel deal. As far as I'm concerned, based on my experience, there's no hotel in Jos yet. But there's one here in Seed Form. You know, there is 3-star. 5-star, no star. like this. I left. They put me inside seven star. Seven star. When I opened the door, I knew how the entrance into heaven would be. The room announced my name. So, Mr. Olufemi Bango, here? Let's leave that matter. How did I even get? Hey, people put me in trouble. Let me check the time. So, we were in one hotel like that. Nice hotel, nice place. Brainstorming. Because you can't be in one quokriquo environment and say you have brainstorming. Let me tell you what. This one, I have to sit down to say it. May the Lord deliver the church, his church, from mediocrity. He's in church. They will do ministers' meeting. They will see. You see the environment. That's why the kinds of ideas. When you are trying to strategize, cockroach with first part, rat with me. Habba. You can't think well. That's why we are always seeing demons. Because it's not demon, it's rat. And the type that has Lassa fever. So we were there, the man said, you know, based on this, you know, man, you know, speaks for them like, man, you know, all these people that, where they open their CV. You know how the children of Israel said we were as grasshoppers in our own eyes, oh. So and so were we in theirs. First of all, you need to be a grasshopper in your eye before you can be a grasshopper in another person's eye. That kind of person, you know, degrees everywhere like a thermometer. So it was forecasting. The guy said, so what do you take? So I told you, Elihu in the Bible. You know, I thought, you know, people of experience and, you know, wisdom and age should speak. But you know when they say but? That's how I stood up. I told them, at the time, there will be mergers and acquisitions in this industry and we must position for it. So we don't get the short end of the stick. The guy looked at me and he disdained my prophecy. He disdained my prophecy. I'm saying this because your gift, you see, what we do in church is that we take light and we shine light on light and try to impress ourselves with our light. The purpose of light is to shine in the darkness. And the darkness is not able to comprehend it. Because when the man told me, he said, it will never happen. He said, how did you arrive at that? What are the models? I couldn't tell him. Flesh and blood. I said, I know it will happen. He said that it can never happen. He gave his reasons. He more or less just threw the thing in dustbin. And I said, but I know I understand. When prophecy comes like this and they can't understand it, they will say, it's not possible. And so I say in my heart, because I can't say it out in the open, that when it does happen, right, you won't partake of it. You will see it with your eyes, but you won't partake, because it's a pattern. When things began to happen, when consolidation came, this guy was thrown out of the system. Last I saw of him, he was in the US in one small room, speaking grammar still, and nobody was listening. But when I came with that prophetic word, they said, there is a guy. How they looked for Daniel, there is a man in this kingdom, there is a guy. I didn't look, they picked. Do you know, I have sat in places where they don't look for people from Jos. They don't look for people from Lagos. They don't look for people. They look for consultants from the Western countries. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And so when you step in the room, they ask you, where did you come from? They're expecting you to say, well, I just came out of Washington. And you say, Joss. To sit on what? Integration Committee of Banks. And they look at your, what credentials do you have to be here? To be honest, there is none in the natural form. But there is an anointing. That brings about distinction. So come on, guys. What are you doing with your anointing? God didn't put you here not to be productive. You know what it means to be productive? He said to man, the first thing God said to man that man ever heard was not hallelujah. It was be fruitful. That means be productive. Do you know what it means to be fruitful? Let me tell you the operations. Fruitfulness. Okay, what bears fruits? Trees, plants, right? What does a plant do to be fruitful? It is the ability to combine resources in the environment and bring something out of them. That is fruitfulness. That is entrepreneurship. An entrepreneur is anybody who can combine resources, human, material, spiritual, and produce something. That's why some of the most underrated entrepreneurs on the face of the earth are set men of ministries. I like the way you say your own. Impactpreneur. Because it's a combination, ability to combine resources to produce something. What have you produced? I don't mean to be offensive, but I need to be rude so I can challenge you. Can I provoke somebody today? This your existence, what are you producing with it? The world is not impressed with our songs. But they can't deny our results. There are dimensions of results that the world will see. They'll say, wow. Wow. Sitting in, you know, when I was in Singapore, I told you where I stayed. I didn't tell you where. There's a place called INSEAD. You can Google it. They have two locations. There's one in France. There's one in Singapore. Just those two locations. It's called the Business School of the World. That's where they sent me to. You see, because there is a level of thinking you must have to even be executive director. You cannot carry, sorry, with due respect, you need just mindset. They have to go and refurbish your mind. And I say this in scriptures. Do not be conformed to this world, but be what? Transformed. What they were doing, they were trying to transform me by the renewing of my mind. As I said, this is the fake version of it. We have the original. So, regardless of the... My goodness. Have you entered elevator that you don't even know you're moving? The next thing... They took us to one restaurant. Oh my goodness. Have you eaten? You've heard of 3-course meal, right? Have you eaten 7-course meal? They wanted to finish us. The restaurant is in the sky. When you sit in that restaurant, hey, you can't sign 3 naira deal. They put us there. 7-course meal. I kid you not. There are some vegetables. Hey! You are here, you are eating aleho. Hey! Oh my God. You are happy, you say I'm eating egusi soup. Hey! Oh, pity, 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 pity. Hey! You see, when the Bible says he gave man every green herb, some of you are still eating aleho. Have you seen herbs? There was one, they told us that they harvested it from the bottom of an island. From the, my goodness. When you eat it, your body will feel the ginger. That is when you know you have digestive system. Not the one you eat akpu. Ah, beg you. Then me, sorry. Me, worry boy. Hey, worry not the carry last. I didn't know. Have you eaten before? You have your own personal attendant who is watching every move you make as you eat. They gave us some tea. Hey! Oh. Your faith has not been tried before. I'm telling you. Because there were some wines on that table. Have you seen wine that ministers to you? You say, oh boy, you mean you won't drink? You are still doing pastor here? Better drink now. The wine is beckoning. It's beseeching you. So they gave us this tea. That's the reason why those people live long.
Yeah.
In those places.
Yeah.
They don't eat any. By the time they brought the carbohydrates, we had had 6 courses of different. In fact, some of them, the name, can't remember. By the time they brought, you see, rices. Have you seen plural of rice before? Rices. Different types. Yeah, still bragging about jollof rice. You've not seen rice. Have you seen rice that looks like exclamation mark? Yes. You know, that's the reason I'm saying, I want to provoke you. Because many of us, we are so containerized. All you see is Joss. You have to go global. Praise God. That's why I'm saying this. I'm not saying this to impress you. I hope you know that. What does it profit me if thou art impressed? Praise God. If I impress you and it doesn't put money in my pocket, I've not done anything. Praise God. Okay. You see, I've observed this and it grieves my heart. And many of us raise our hands and we sing in church. But we do God a lot of disservice with our productivity. It shames God. It reduces God, makes him look small. If you have a big God, you must be doing big stuff. How do you convert somebody like Dangote? You say, I have startup. Hey. The world needs to see. They need to trip. The Queen of Sheba came to Solomon. She said, I had heard things, but now I've seen. What do you have to show? When you say you have a big God, what do you have to show to prove it? It's not a your dance step. You must show them something that wows them. Am I challenging you this evening? Praise God. Now, let me talk about the size of your value. The size of your value. What is value? Your value is what people are willing to pay in exchange for your product or service. In other words, it's the monetary equivalent of the problem you solve. See? This is not a money or financial seminar, but let me say this about money, if it will help somebody. Like I said, I'll take scattered shots, right? See, don't start looking for money. Many people are looking for money to start business. Start by looking for value. Why? Because money always chases value. When I say money, investor money, revenue too. Money always chases value. You know why? Because deep calls on to deep. Money is the store of value. So, because deep must call to deep, value calls to money. What is your value? What problem are you solving? Praise God. Do you even understand the problem you're solving? I always like to use designer clothes. Why do people buy designer clothes? The person who produces designer outfits, they are not solving a wardrobe problem. It's not an apparel problem. It's not an attire problem. Guess what they are solving? It is a self-esteem issue. I know what I'm talking about. So when somebody comes and says, I've gone to Harvard, first degree, master's, Oxford, second master's, MIT, PhD, and you come. I'm talking about myself. You are laughing at me. Praise God. So I show up. And I know the guy's self-esteem is resting on those certificates. But my value is an intangible value. It's an immeasurable value. It is a value that man cannot even begin to understand, to comprehend the fullness of it, the length of it, the dimensions of it, the height of it, the breadth of it. They can't understand. So my value, it's the kind of results I produce. I've stood before... You need to understand the bank I worked for. You see, the last bank I worked for. It's an international bank. So beyond the Nigeria operations, there are global operations. So the Nigeria MD tells me, I take a transaction to him, I say, I want to prosecute this deal. The MD tells me, you know, it's a pride issue. It's empty now. Executive meeting. He says, this deal, in the history of this bank, it has never, you cannot pull it off. He said the global office will not approve this. But I carry something that is bigger, higher, stronger, better Something that can produce global offices. I said, give me my transaction. It will fly. He said, they will never approve. I was arranging some stuff last week. I saw the commendation letter. You pulled it off. It was unthinkable. It might be impossible with men. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm challenging you. These things are not, they're not empty rhetoric. This is real life stuff. When are you going to apply these things? Because I've seen them work. I'm not talking about, you know, some 2 naira transactions. I'm not talking of millions. I'm not talking of billions. I'm talking of multiples of billions. That oh my goodness. These things are not, that is not fanfare. It's not stories in the Bible. You know when they caught the fish and they were calling other boats? Have you seen where other banks were calling me? Give us a slice. And I was saying, I gave a bank in this town out of my deal. I said, come, take 10 billion. So I know this thing in living color.
Yes, sir.
Somebody here, before tonight, you had heard about God with the hearing of the ears. But I hope you can see Him with the seeing of the eyes. You see, these things are not just stories. That which our hands have touched. So you set up a small corner shop in one corner of town and you are feeling cool with yourself. That's not what we're talking about. You see, your God is too big for that corner shop. Can you do something that will shake the world? Let your light so shine before men that they will do what? See. What are you doing that people are seeing? Can I challenge you tonight? This God is too big for what we are doing. Despite the things I've seen, they are small. They are small. There's more. There's more. There's more. You see, until we do so, you see this. When the Bible says the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established, you know what that it is? That statement is a takeover statement.
Yes,
it is a restoration of dominion. You see, all this born again thing is to restore the dominion mandate. When are you going to dominate? I couldn't get to some slides. In the business world, there's something they call category kings. It's a business term. Category kings. So the category king, let me give you as an example. For, say, noodles in Nigeria is what? Indomie. Right? Is the category king. Let me tell you what. Maybe I'll close with this. And we'll take bread. So we say, Revelation 5, that we are kings and what? Priests unto who? And we shall what? What's that saying? It's not a religious statement. It means that whatever you do, you are not done there until you become the category king. So I don't care what you're doing. I'm not impressed. Until you become the category king. That's the fulfillment of that scripture. He says, we shall what? Reign. We shall administer authority, rulership, control. We shall be in charge of sectors. Let me tell you why. If you look at those mountains, there are sectors. Church, last time I checked, is not a sector. Are you following me? Are you following me? They're supposed to take what we have and take it to the sectors and override those sectors, consume those sectors, subsume those sectors, so that when you look at that sector, you see God in the sector. Brethren, there's work to do. We haven't started yet. There's work. What are you going to do that will shake the world? There is something in you that will go global. It's there. It's there. Tell somebody, release it. I pray that as you take the bread and the cup tonight, you will release that which you carry. You will release it. You will release it. I pray that what is on your inside will find its global expression. Enough of being small. We're in the wine press. We're in the threshing wheat. That statement in itself is an anomaly. In the wine press, you should produce wine, not thresh wheat. It talks about a misplacement. Whatever is misplaced in your life, may it find alignment tonight. Some of us laboring day and night, disconnected from purpose. May you find your true work, because you were put here for a reason. You were commissioned. You are catalyzed. Go and do what you are assigned to do. Do what you are assigned to do. Do what you are assigned to do. I need you to just begin to be provoked in your spirit right now. And pray. And pray. And pray. Somebody, there's an idea that is coming to you tonight that will change the world. There is something in you that will shake the nations. There is something in you that will redefine economies. I come here with an anointing, and I say, become all you were born to be. Hey, in the volume of the books, there is something written of you. There is an expression of you in God. It is written in the books, in the volume of the books. I say tonight, receive grace to become. Levobo Shandaya Lekos Leborodo. Hey, I come against small thoughts, small minds, small thinking. I come against The spirit of mediocrity. Ah, I break it. I distance you from it. I disconnect you from it. You will not be small. You will not be limited. You cannot be contained. The greater one is on the inside of us. Levavosh, we cannot be stopped. We cannot be limited. We will not be frustrated. Mevavoshataya. Leketeyosa. Letorosi. Something you want to do here tonight. I pray, oh God, that as this your faithful servant that ministers these elements, that indeed, oh God, something will break. Oh Lord, let the fountains of the deep break tonight. Let there be a release so that people can come into expressions of all that you made them to be, all that you wired them to be, all that you put in them to become. Let them begin to express and fulfill and become. And I pray, oh God, by reason, oh God, of their exploits on the earth, they will bring glory to you. Lord God, they will bring honor to your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, break chains tonight. Remove barriers tonight. Mental barriers, psychological limitations. Lord God, destroy them tonight. Lord God, let possibility be birthed in the hearts and the minds of your people. We banish smallness. Ah, we banish it in the name of Jesus. Ah, Lord, we thank you tonight. Do a work that only you can do. Let your full intention be actualized. Let your will be done as you have proposed it. Oh, Father, thank you. Because from this house tonight, hey, something is riding, oh God. Riding on the four wings. Going to the ends of the earth. Hey, enterprises are born. That will be headquartered in Jaws. That will have operations on every continent. In the name of Jesus. Your symbols and your logo, they will be recognizable across the nations. In the name of Jesus, that which you have begun to do, the God of increase causes it to go forth. Ah, I hear in my spirit, lengthen your cords, extend your tent pegs. There is an expansion. Not just across this nation, but it's going across the globe. You are going global. You are going global. You are going global. Somebody lift your voice and give praise to God.
Beloved, we know you've been blessed by God's word today. For more life-transforming messages like this, you can visit our website, library.gloryzoneglobal.org, and you can also follow us on our various social media platforms on YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram at Glory Zone Church. Stay blessed.